Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA. We'll also look at the current league leaders and standings and have a look ahead to this week's upcoming games in the W. So please stay tuned for this edition of this program. You won't want to miss it. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Diana Taurasi. Diana Taurasi's nickname is the White Mamba. That nickname was given to her by the late, great Kobe Bryant. When you think of Diana Taurasi, you think of so many great accomplishments in her career. Three-time WNBA champion, two-time WNBA Finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple All-Star games. She's been a WNBA Rookie of the Year. Also, she's won multiple scoring championships, and she's also a member of the WNBA 15th anniversary, 20th anniversary, and 25th anniversary teams. Not to mention a standout at UConn at the University of Connecticut under the tutelage of head coach Gino Auriemma. And not to mention five Olympic gold medals, 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and currently in 2020 in Tokyo. And guess what? You can add another accomplishment to Taurasi's stellar resume. This week, she became the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 career points. Wow, that says a lot. So, Diana, as I read earlier, those many accomplishments on her basketball resume, add another one to this list as she became the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 career points. And that is a crowning achievement. I mean, when you think of not just one of the best in women's basketball, but just basketball period, Diana Taurasi is one of the first names that comes to my mind, and what she's done for the WNBA, what she continues to do for the WNBA. Listen, she's in her early 40s, so what? Age is truly nothing but a number. And certainly Diana Taurasi is just continuing to put up solid numbers and just put up countless countless achievements and just continue to make milestones and accomplishments and put it on her athletic resume. We don't know how long she's going to be playing, but bottom line is this. Let's enjoy the White Mamba while we still have her. And again, congratulations to Diana Taurasi on becoming the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 career points. My next storyline is going to be Courtney Vandersloot. You talk about one of the top point guards in the WNBA for a while now. You can put Courtney Vandersloot on the list as well. She's a WNBA champion with her former team, the Chicago Sky, multiple WNBA All-Star appearances, and also has led the league in assists on multiple occasions. Well, guess what? She hit a milestone this week, too. She surpassed former Sacramento Monarchs point guard Tisha Pinachero, now becoming second on the all-time WNBA's assist list. That's right. Vandersloot passed up Pinachero to now become second for the most assists in WNBA history. So now she's only behind point guard, who used to play for the Seattle Storm, Sue Bird. Vandersloot should have an opportunity to catch Sue. I mean, after all, Courtney has been pretty healthy and she's been pretty consistent throughout much of her career. You talk about one of the premier floor generals in the WNBA. Courtney Vandersloot has done that, and she still continues to do that as well, being one of the premier point guards in the W. So currently, Sue Bird finished with 3,234 career assists. Courtney Vandersloot now currently has 2,600 career assists. So again, as I stated earlier, if Courtney stays consistent, if Courtney can be healthy for the most part, hey, sky's the limit. She could catch Sue when it's all said and done. So congratulations again to Courtney Vandersloot, now becoming second on the WNBA's all-time assist list. And for my last storyline is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. So we're well in the second half of the WNBA season, and the Las Vegas Aces become the first team in the W to clinch a playoff berth. As this show is currently airing, they have a record of 24 wins and 3 losses. We'll get more into the standings in just a little bit, but man, what can you say about Las Vegas? They've been great from start to finish, from top to bottom. Big ups to the head coach, Becky Hammond. Also, big ups to that roster that they have with Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Kia Stokes, Alicia Clark, of course, Asia Wilson. I mean, she's an MVP candidate this year, right? And Candace Parker, even though she's currently hurt at the moment. But hey, you know what? Whenever she comes back, one thing's for sure, the Aces are definitely going to get back on track, especially on the defensive and the rebounding side. But man, all of those stars that I mentioned earlier, the Aces are definitely bound for maybe a repeat. The New York Liberty are going to have something to say about that. But, hey, congratulations again to the Las Vegas Aces on becoming the first team this season to clinch a playoff berth. And certainly with their dominance and what they've done so far all season long, I mean, hey, they're defending champions. They're no longer the hunter. They're now the hunted. But certainly the Aces, they've held up well so far. But, hey, we still have currently 2 more months left in the WNBA regular season, the month of August and then the month of September. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the playoffs. But hey, congratulations again to the Las Vegas Aces on becoming the first team in the WNBA this season to clinch a playoff berth. All right, before we go to break, some news to pass along in regards to New York Liberty forward Breanna Stewart and Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisa Collier. Both Stewart and Collier will start a WNBA offseason league in the United States. The name of the new league is going to be called Unrivaled, and the league will run from January through March, and it's going to feature 30 of the top professional women's players on 6 teams, and they're going to be playing games of 3-on-3 and 1-on-1 at a soundstage in Miami. So Stewart and Collier, they both have said that the goal of the league is to raise enough money and private funding and sponsorships to provide the players, the right pay with what they would make during the WNBA season. It would also help offset the lucrative contracts they'd be giving up overseas because of new league rules requiring players to return from international commitments by the start of the WNBA training camps. For those of you that have, this is your first time tuning into the show or have tuned in to previous shows, I've mentioned about the new collective bargaining agreement of the new CBA with the WNBA, where there's new stipulations now where if players don't return to the U.S. in time from their international commitments, they could face suspensions. I know I could be wrong, but I know in the current new CBA that was placed, that for this season there was going to be a suspension for a certain amount of games. Next year, what's going to happen is this: if players do not return to the U.S. in time for the start of WNBA training camps from their international commitments, they could be suspended for the entire season. So this is good that Stewart and Collier, they've come up with this, and I think this serves as a great alternative for players that, again, with the new collective bargaining agreement, and for the players that maybe could be tied up or don't necessarily want to make those international commitments anymore, and they want to fully invest to this new league called Unrivaled. It's going to be amazing. And again, it's going to run from January through March, and it's going to feature 30 of the top professional women's players on six teams. They're going to be playing games of 3-on-3 and 1-on-1. So I think this is a great alternative, as opposed to players after the WNBA season is over with, they have to go overseas. But now this is awesome. I think this is perfect. And again, it gives players the opportunity to make some additional money. Players can stay home. And again, it's going to be a great alternative. And it's certainly with the new collective bargaining agreement, specifically with the international commitments kicking in next year with the one-year suspension, I think a lot of players are definitely going to jump on board with Breanna Stewart and Nafisa Collier's new league called Unrivaled. It should be exciting. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA, and also we'll give you a look at the current league leaders and standings in the W. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile?
Personal touches?
Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life.
California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs,
with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last.
From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs. But the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more. And you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport, and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
For more details, contact your Louisiana Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Ready to go the distance for sustainability? Earn your degree 100% online through the Distance Education Program at Unity Environmental University. Learn how to preserve our natural world with programs in animal science, marine biology, renewable energy, and more. Come to America's Environmental University for the online education you need to sustain the real world around you. Fall classes start August 28th.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action that took place on Tuesday, August the 1st. We had the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Connecticut Sun. The final score was Connecticut winning 79-69. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas, triple-double, 21 points, 20 rebounds, and 12 assists. Tiffany Hayes finished with 16 points. Taisha Harris finished with 17 points. And Dawana Bonner finished with 15 points. On the losing end for Minnesota, Lindsey Allen finished with 16 points. Kayla McBride finished with 15 points. And Diamond Miller finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 79. Minnesota 69. The Las Vegas Aces will square off against the Atlanta Dream. It was all Aces. Aces would go on to win, final score 93-72. Jackie Young finished with 24 points. Asia Wilson had a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Kirsten Bell finished with 15 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 14 points. And Chelsea Gray finished with 10 points. On the losing end for the Dream, Cheyenne Parker finished with 19 points. And Nia Coffey finished with 14 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 93, Atlanta 72. Also in other games, we had the New York Liberty take on the Los Angeles Sparks. Liberty would go on to win 76-69. Courtney Vandersloot had a 23 points for New York. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 16 points and 12 rebounds. And Sabrina Ionescu finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike finished with 20 points. Also, Jordan Canada had 13 points. And Laisha Clarendon finished with 11 points. Again, the final score was New York 76, Los Angeles 69. And then we had the Indiana Fever take on the Phoenix Mercury. Very close game, but the Fever would go on to win. Very close, 72-71. The bright spot for the Fever were two players that were outstanding. That was Emma Cannon and Kelsey Mitchell. And I tell you one thing, Kelsey Mitchell, what a great year she's had this year. She's a first-time WNBA All-Star, and I know definitely Kelsey's been riding a high this year. And her, along with Emma, they've been one of the few bright spots on the Indiana Fever alongside Aaliyah Boston, who most likely will win this year's Rookie of the Year, unless Diamond Miller from the Minnesota Lynx says otherwise. But Emma, Kelsey, and Erica, they've been the few bright spots for the Indiana Fever this year. But Emma and Kelsey made the difference for Indiana. Here's Emma Cannon and Kelsey Mitchell in action against the Phoenix Mercury.
Mitchell on the drive, and one for Mitchell. Mitchell bounces inside. Beautiful find. It's Cannon through the contact. Has hit a pair of threes here in the first quarter. Phoenix has hit five. Mitchell gets to the rim and beats the buzzer with an and one. Now he'd be inside Cannon. One dribble. Cannon flips it up there and gets it to go. Tries to pull the center out. Cannon fires and knocks down a triple. Shy of it. Neither team in double figures here in the second. Mitchell, catch and shoot. Rebound Boston. Second chance Indiana. Mitchell gets it right back to Boston. Turner with the block, and there's Cannon on the other end to finish. So using that Cannon screen. Sticks with her. Little high-low. Boston feeding Cannon. And Cannon takes another triple and knocks it down. Boston just lobbing it in there. Tight quarters. Cannon comes away with it. Just besides employing Kelsey Mitchell to push the ball up the floor. Mitchell back for Cannon. Cannon doing a pirouette. Cannon spinning into the lane. Flips it up. And Cannon gets the home court bounce.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN3. So again, the final score, Indiana 72, Phoenix 71. For the Fever, Emma Cannon finished with 23 points. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 21 points. Erica Wheeler would finish with 13 points. And Aaliyah Boston would go on to have 11 rebounds. On the losing end for the Mercury, Diana Taurasi finished with 29 points. And Megan Gustafson finished with 17 points. Again, the final score was Indiana 72, Phoenix 71. Let's move along now to action from Wednesday, August the 2nd. We had the Dallas Wings going up against the Seattle Storm. Dallas would go on to win 76-65. For Dallas, Arike Ogunbowale would score 27 points. Satu Sabali finished with 18 points, and Tierra McCowan would score 12 points. On the losing end for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd finished with 31 points, and Ezzie McBogor finished with 14 points. Again, the final score was Dallas 76, Seattle 65. Let's move along now to action from Thursday, August the 3rd. We had the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix would easily beat Atlanta 91-71. But this game was all about history being made. And I mentioned her earlier in the program, Diana Taurasi, a.k.a. the White Mamba. That nickname was given to her by the late, great Kobe Bryant, who was called the Black Mamba. And if you know about Kobe, you know he was not to be played with on the court. And certainly Diana Taurasi, since she's been in the WNBA, and even when her days in college at UConn, she was not to be played with, was a force to be reckoned with and still a force to be reckoned with in the WNBA. She became the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 points as her team, the Mercury, would get a win over the Atlanta Dream. But this night was all about Diana. Here she is in action, and here's how history was made.
Taurasi for three! Taurasi! That's good! 13 points shy of 10,000 career! You think it's going in. Taurasi gets the roll! Pumps her fist! She is now 11 points shy of 10,000 career. Taurasi gets the roll! And Diana Taurasi is now 6 points away from 10,000 career. Taurasi does step back three. That is luck at the buzzer! Diana Taurasi may etch her name in the history book. Taurasi, three! Diana's done it! She is one of one. Taurasi is now the league's first 10,000-point scorer career. Diana dancing, shakes the defender, and rattles it home. And Taurasi's got Taurasi blocked by Howard, gets the ball back. Nobody comes to defend. She says, thanks, I've got 31. We're face guarding Diana. Shot clock very low. Taurasi, three is good! Her first 40-point game since July of 2010!
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime Video. Diana Taurasi would finish with 42 points, and again, she made history becoming the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 career points. Here's Diana at the end of the game.
You know, when you do something you love and you obsess with it, you just always want to push the limits. And sometimes pushing the limits have got me in trouble. But I just love the game. I just put everything into it. And to have a night like this in front of our fans and people that I've known for a long time that really helped me get here, it couldn't have been any better.
All right, so that audio is courtesy of the WNBA, and you heard what Diana said at the beginning of the soundbite. She said that if you love something, hey, it doesn't feel like a job, and she said sometimes it's gotten her in trouble, but hey, look where it's gotten her and what it's continuing to get her, just continue to get accolades and accomplishments and just add them on to that long athletic resume. And if Kobe was here, I know Kobe would have been proud of her, and certainly Gigi would have been proud of her as well. Kobe and Gigi Bryant, may they rest in peace. And certainly Diana Taurasi, better known as the White Mamba, was sensational in this game, scoring 42 points, becoming the first player in WNBA history to score over 10,000 career points. On the losing end for Atlanta, Cheyenne Parker finished with 20 points, Ryan Howard had 14 points, and Alicia Gray had 10 points. Again, the final score was Phoenix 91, Atlanta 71. We move along now to action from Friday, August the 4th. The Connecticut Sun squared off against the Indiana Fever. Connecticut would win 88-72. Tiffany Hayes had 18 points. Dawana Bonner finished with 14 points. Natisha Heidemann had 10 points. Olivia Nelson-Ododa had a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. And Dejanay Carrington finished with 11 points. And on the losing end for Indiana, Aaliyah Boston finished with 19 points. Kelsey Mitchell had 13 points, Erica Wheeler had 12 points, and Emma Canna had 11 points. Again, the final score was Connecticut 88, Indiana 72. The Chicago Sky will take on the Dallas Wings. Chicago had an easy game with Dallas. Final score 104-89. For Chicago, Kalia Copper finished with 25 points. Also, Courtney Williams had 25 points. Elena Smith finished with 20 points. And Marina Mabry finished with 16 points. On the losing end for Dallas, Natasha Howard had a triple-double with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. And Satu Sabali finished with 18 points. Again, the final score was Chicago 104, Dallas 89. We move along now to action between the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx. The Liberty would go on to win, final score 76-66. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 18 points. Bettina Zelaney and Brianna Stewart both had 17 points. And Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 15 points and 17 rebounds. On the losing end for the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier finished with 18 points. Kayla McBride finished with 15 points. Again, the final score was New York 76, Minnesota 66. And then we had a close game between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Washington Mystics. Very close game, but the Mystics would hold on to win. Final score 79-77. One of the bright spots for the victory that were helping the Mystics get the victory over the Sparks is Tiana Watkins. Tiana Watkins had a very impressive game for the Mystics, going as they had the victory over the Los Angeles Sparks. Here's Hawkins in action.
Hawkins in the corner. That one, beautiful shot from Hawkins. Cloud up the floor. Hawkins running the lane, lays it up and in. Cloud. Hawkins in the corner. 4 seconds. Cook attacking, turns it over. Hawkins running the floor. Collects and lays it in.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Tiana Hawkins would finish with 17 points. Also, Queen Egbo had 15 points. Shatori Walker-Kimbrough had 11 points. And Natasha Cloud and Li Ming both had 10 points. On the losing end for the Sparks, we had Azaree Stevens finish with 19 points. Nneka Ogwumike finished with 18 points. De'Erica Hamby had 14 points. And Zaya Cook finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, very close game. The Mystics 79, the Sparks 77. We move along now to action from Saturday, August the 5th. We have the Seattle Storm going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Very close game, but the Storm hold on to win 97-91. I talked about Kobe Bryant being known as the Black Mamba. I talked about Diana Taurasi being known as the White Mamba. Well, Jewel Lloyd. Again, Jewel was another disciple of Kobe Bryant. Jewel Lloyd, affectionately known as the Gold Mamba. You know, if you watched the Seattle Storm play for a while, you know that Jewel Lloyd is one of the premier, not just scorers, but one of the premier players in the WNBA, giving it her all every single game. And certainly Jewel, I mean, hey, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace to the Black Mamba, gave her that nickname, the Gold Mamba. And if you haven't had a chance to watch Seattle play this year, man, you are missing out on a treat. I know they haven't had a good year this year, but one of the bright spots on that team is Jewel Lloyd. And certainly she's got a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on her because Sue Bird no longer on the team. She retired at the end of last year. So now Jewel, big shoes to fill, but certainly she's holding her end of the bargain so far. One of the few bright spots for the Seattle Storm. Here's the Gold Mamba in action.
Jewel Lloyd, WNBA's leading scorer, earns a trip to the free throw line. Jewel Lloyd, three, is good! Jefferson right in Jewel Lloyd's hip pocket. Lloyd with 84 made triples this season and an and. Jewel Lloyd, oh, what a tough take. Shot clock into single digits. Three on the way by Lloyd is good. Wickham swinging it. Off the window. Are you kidding me? Gold Mamba.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. And certainly, Jewel Lloyd, the Gold Mamba. She was golden in this game with Seattle's victory over the Phoenix Mercury. Jewel finished with 32 points. Ezzie Magbegor finished with 19 points. Gabby Williams and Sammy Whitcomb finished with 14 points. On the losing end for Phoenix, Diana Taurasi finished with 28 points. Brittany Griner finished with 22 points. And Sophie Cunningham and Megan Gustafson both scored 13 points. Again, the final score was Seattle 97, Phoenix 91. And then finally, we'll move along now to action from Sunday, August the 6th. We had the Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. The Dream would go on to win. 82-73. For Atlanta, Ryan Howard finished with 24 points. Alicia Gray finished with 21 points. And Cheyenne Parker finished with 16 points. On the losing end for the Fever, Aaliyah Boston had a double-double with 25 points and 10 rebounds. And Kelsey Mitchell finished with 20 points. Again, the final score, 82, Indiana 73. The Los Angeles Sparks would go on to beat the Washington Mystics 91-83. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 20 points and 10 rebounds. Jordan Canada finished with 15 points. Azaree Stevens finished with 17 points. Carly Samuelson finished with 13 points. And Zaya Cook finished with 10 points. On the losing end for the Mystics, Tiana Hawkins finished with 23 points. Brittany Sykes finished with 17 points. And Natasha Cloud finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 91, Washington 83. The Chicago Sky squared off against the Dallas Wings. The Sky would hold on to win 104-96. For the Sky, Marina Mabry had 32 points. Kalia Copper finished with 23 points. Dana Evans finished with 14 points. And Morgan Birch finished with 11 points. On the losing end for Dallas, Satu Sabali finished with 25 points. Natasha Howard finished with 24 points. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 14 points. Crystal Danger, Kalani Brown finished with 13 points. And Tierra McCowan finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 104, Dallas 96. And then we had a beatdown at the Barclays in Brooklyn between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. It was all Liberty. It was a tale of first halves. The first half was close. Second half, not a chance. It all belonged to New York as the Liberty would go on to win 99-61. Sabrina Ionescu, Brianna Stewart, and Courtney Vandersloot all handled their business in this massive win over the Las Vegas Aces. And hey, the Liberty are currently number two in the WNBA in the standings. And I got to tell you, the Aces, they're no longer the hunter. They're the hunted. And certainly they have held their end of the bargain thus far. But the New York Liberty are currently on their heels. And, hey, when you've got talent like a Sabrina Ionescu, Brianna Stewart, and Courtney Vandersloot, also when you add Bettina Jelaney, Jonquel Jones, and you add those ladies to that team as well, and, of course, Maureen Johannes, hey, what can you say? It's going to be a lot of competition that New York is going to give Las Vegas. Here's Ionescu, Stewart, and Vandersloot in action with the Liberty win over the Aces.
It was good defense by Courtney Vandersloot and the New York Liberty guards as you see Sloot drive right by.
Here's Ionescu leaning from 15. That one's too strong. Got it back. Leans in and finishes. Stewart, in her first year with the Liberty, having an MVP caliber season. Ionescu uses the window for Las Vegas as Stewart drains the three again and again. Ionescu has been able to take it at Kelsey Plum. Laney able to flag down the rebound and save it for Vandersloot. Ionescu, a deep three, is good. Ionescu, you bet. Stewart to board. Vandersloot will take and pick from three. Ionescu carries another three. Vandersloot. That set delivery.
Somewhere near Chelsea Gray.
Vegas for their last five from three as Ionescu again blazing at Barclays. Ionescu cut it again. Ionescu another three as Stewart lays it in. Stewart, the left-handed reverse. Ionescu off the delivery from Stewart. Stewart again. Stewart, she got it. Wow. Knocked away by Stewart. Stewart all the way in, lays it in, plus the foul.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC, and the Walt Disney Company. So you heard the trio. Of course, that was Ryan Rucco on the call, and you heard him talking about Sabrina Ionescu. She finished with 31 points. Brianna Stewart had 23 points. Courtney Vandersloot had 10 points, and also in this game, she became second on the WNBA's all-time career assist list. Now she's behind Sue Bird. And also in this game, Bettnijah Laney finished with 13 points. Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 12 points and 14 rebounds. On the losing end for the Aces, Jackie Young finished with 16 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 15 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 12 points. And Asia Wilson only scored 9 points. So again, the final score was New York 99, Las Vegas 61, and that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. Now let's move along now to the current award winners in the W. Let's start off with the Player of the Week award winners. For the week of July the 25th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award winner belongs to Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. And for the second time this year in the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So again, congratulations to the Player of the Week award winners for the week of July the 25th in the Eastern Conference, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty, and for the second time this year in the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And also the Player of the Week award winners for the week of August the 1st, for the fourth time this year in the Eastern Conference, it's Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Once again, congratulations to the Player of the Week award winners for the week of August the 1st, for the fourth time this year in the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Let's move along now to the Player of the Month award winners for the month of July. For the second time this year, the Eastern Conference Player of the Month award winner belongs to Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the second time this year, representing the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So congratulations to our Player of the Month award winners. First in the Eastern Conference for the month of July for the second time this year, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the second time this year in the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Now, our Rookie of the Month award winners, guess what? For the month of July, it's not Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. The Rookie of the Month award winner for the month of July belongs to Diamond Miller from the Minnesota Lynx. So once again, congratulations to July's Rookie of the Month award winner, Diamond Miller from the Minnesota Lynx. And let's move along now to the Coach of the Month award for the month of July. The Coach of the Month award belongs to Tanisha Wright from the Atlanta Dream. So once again, congratulations to the Coach of the Month award winner for the month of July, Tanisha Wright from the Atlanta Dream. Now let's move along now to the current league leaders in the W. Let's start off with points per game. She's been so dominant and so effective all season long, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba. She's the current leading scorer in the WNBA, averaging almost 25 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. Coming in at number three, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. At number four, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds. At number one, hey, she's a rebounding machine, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two, Asia Wilson. At number three, Brianna Stewart. At number four, representing the Los Angeles Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike. And at number five, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. Next category is assists per game. At number one, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number two, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. Coming in at number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, Asia Wilson. At number two, Ezzy Magbogor from the Seattle Storm. At number three, Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. At number four, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And at number five, Elena Smith from the Chicago Sky. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, the rookie representing the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston. She's shooting 58% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number four, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, also from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. At number three, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four, Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics. And at number five, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. At number one, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. At number two, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 44% from three-point range. Coming in at number three, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Taisha Harris from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is going to be steals. Coming in at number one, man, she is sick on the defensive side. Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging over two steals per game. Coming in at number two is Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, her teammate, Satu Sabali. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one, from the Dallas Wings, Arike Ogunbowale. She's averaging almost 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Jewel Lloyd. At number four, Brianna Stewart. And at number five, Natasha Howard from the Dallas Wings. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's move along now to standings. So as I stated earlier in the program, the Las Vegas Aces become the first team in the WNBA this year to clinch a playoff berth. Their current record is 24 wins and 3 losses. Coming in at number two, not too far behind, the New York Liberty. They have a record of 22-6. Coming in third, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 20-7. Coming in through actually tied for fourth, the Dallas Wings and the Atlanta Dream. They both have a record of 15-13. Coming in sixth are the Washington Mystics with a record of 13-14. Coming in seventh are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 13-15. Coming in eighth are the Chicago Sky with a record of 12-15. Coming in ninth are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 10-18. Tied for 10th place are the Phoenix Mercury and the Seattle Storm, both with a record of 7-20. And in last place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 7-21. And that takes care of your current standings in the WNBA. So it's a dogfight right now between Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut. And, man, it's going to be a showdown because, remember, the Aces and the Liberty play each other three more times during the month of August. So it's going to be a dogfight. And they've got heavy hitters on both teams with Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young and Brianna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu and also Courtney Vandersloot and Bette Nijalany and Jonquel Jones and Maureen Johannes. So certainly both teams are not to be played with. And don't sleep on Connecticut. Please don't sleep on Connecticut because they look like they could be the X factor in this whole situation. When we come back from the break, I'll give you a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
For our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport, and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
For more details, contact your Louisiana Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with action that's going to be coming up on Tuesday, August the 8th. We have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Seattle Storm, followed by the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Indiana Fever. The Minnesota Lynx will square off against the Chicago Sky. The Las Vegas Aces will square off against the Dallas Wings, and the Washington Mystics will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. On Thursday, August the 10th, we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Indiana Fever, the Connecticut Sun going up against the Phoenix Mercury, and the Atlanta Dream square off against the Seattle Storm. On Friday, August the 11th, we have the Chicago Sky going up against the New York Liberty, and then we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Las Vegas Aces. On Saturday, August the 12th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Los Angeles Sparks, and then we have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Dallas Wings. And then on Sunday, August the 13th, we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics, followed by the New York Liberty going up against the Indiana Fever, and then we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Seattle Storm, and the Atlanta Dream going up against the Las Vegas Aces. And that takes care of the week that's coming up in the WNBA. So we are right in the heart of the second half of the season. There's a lot of teams jockeying for position. The big three so far, Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut. So we'll see what happens with them. Also, don't sleep on Dallas and Atlanta and Washington either. The Sparks have a solid chance as well as Dallas. So we'll see what happens. And thank you again so much for joining me on this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care of yourself.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.